He looked around at the hot chocolate he had sprayed all over the room's white decor, then shrugged, quaffed down what remained in his mug, and turned back to Alana.
It's like this, kid. You know what spies are, right?
Alana's eyes grew wary and frightened, and Angie rose in her lap and arched her back. Alana carefully set her hot chocolate on the table, then nodded.
I know.
A pained look came to Han's face, but he pressed on.
I thought you probably did. Well, Tahiri was sort of spying for Jacen, and when she found out that Admiral Pellion didn't want to bring the Imperial Remnant into the war on his side, Jacen gave her an order.
To assassinate Admiral Pellion?
That's right, Leia said, once again amazed and grateful for how well-attuned Han seemed to be to their granddaughter. Tahiri was following orders, just like any soldier. Alana's frown remained.
Do soldiers always follow orders?
Almost always, Han said. When they don't, they need a really good reason.
Alana considered this for a moment, then cocked her head up at him.
Then you must have had a lot of really good reasons when you were a soldier.
A laugh, a guffaw actually, exploded from Leia's belly. She reached down and mussed her granddaughter's black-dyed hair.
You don't know the half of it, sweetheart.
Yeah, but I always got the job done, Han said.
He winked at Alana.
Besides, nobody loves a yes man.
Alana nodded seriously.
Mom says the same thing,
she agreed.
I think that's why she's still so lonely. Hapen men are all yes men.
Leia had a sudden, sad glimpse of her granddaughter's future. A smiling, red-headed woman standing beside a white throne, surrounded by beings of all species, Bothans and Hutts, Ishitib and Mon Calamari, even humans and squibs, but somehow, still alone. There was no man standing with her, no one like a Han to whom she could turn for comfort or support. Alana Solo was going to live in a time of unprecedented peace and harmony, a time of prosperity for all the species of the Galactic Alliance. But she would be the one who kept it, the one to whom the rest of the galaxy turned when that peace was threatened. That was the destiny for which the Solos were preparing her. Leia knew from their brief visits to Tenel Ka how lonely such an existence could be, how wearying and frightening it was every day. What Leia did not know was whether she had the courage to condemn Alana to that destiny, to doom her to a life in which her word steered the fates of worlds.
That right, Leia?
Startled from her reverie, Leia forced a smile and nodded to Han.
If you say so, dear.
Han frowned, puzzled and irritated.
I sure do, he said. We're talking about her grandfather, after all.
Right. Prince Isolde was a good man, Leia said. And independent.
Han shook his head in exasperation and started to chastise Leia for not paying attention, but Alana cut him off.
It's okay, Grandpa. You're not always listening to Grandma either.
Han's expression changed from irritation to guilt, and Leia patted Alana's back.
You're quite a peacemaker, aren't you? She asked. Don't ever lose that, okay?
I won't, Grandma,
Alana said.
But what were you thinking about just then? You felt so sad.
Leia hesitated, dreading the prospect of trying to keep her vision hidden from Alana. Fortunately, she was spared the necessity by C-3PO's timely arrival.
Please excuse the interruption, but...
C-3PO stopped 3 steps into the room and ran his photoreceptors over the hot chocolate sprayed over the couch, the beverage table, and the floor.
Oh, dear. I see Mistress Alana spilled her hot chocolate again.
Hey, it wasn't me.
Alana thrust her cup toward him, sloshing more hot chocolate onto the couch.
Look.
I'm afraid Han and I are the culprits this time, Leia said. Where have you been? I must have called for you 5 minutes ago.
I'm terribly sorry, Princess Leia. I was answering the secure holocom.
C-3PO turned to point down the hall toward the den.
Wynn Dorvin is asking to speak to you or Captain Solo. I tried to explain that you don't take calls during the Perry Needmo news hour, but he was most insistent. He seems to think you have been ignoring a message he sent.
The Wind Orvin?
Han asked. Leia added, as in Chief Dala's personal assistant?
Yes, that would be the correct Wind Orvin. Though I certainly understand your confusion. There are more than 170,000 Wind Orvins listed in the Coruscant Directory.